My name is Kasia. Welcome! In today's episode, we'll be exploring a simple and beautiful embodiment practice based on one of the standard exercises from the social presencing theater, the 20 minutes dance. Since I first experienced it last year, it's become one of my favorite ways of getting in touch with my body, bringing sense of connection and grounding. And I really enjoy practicing it in the morning, first thing when I wake up. It's such an amazing way to start a day. Thanks, Peter, for introducing me to it. And this practice will be brought to you today by Peter Hoffmann. Peter is a facilitator and trainer with a great passion for designing learning spaces for small and bigger groups. With his organization, Limina, he is focusing on facilitating change using approaches such as Theory U, practices such as mindfulness and embodiment. He works mainly with organizations and institutions in the education and civil society field, locally in Vienna, where he lives with his family, as well as internationally. So the title of the podcast today suggests that you are inviting us to dance with not knowing. What is behind this mysterious title?
It's two reasons, I would say. One is connected to the practice itself. What we invite you to is a dance between movement and stillness. So you will be invited then to have a lot of time to come from a lying position into a standing position, and not just by standing up, but by being very curious about your body movements. And for this curiosity, it's really helpful to be very slow, let a movement just coming out of your body from the beginning of a movement to an end, as little as big as it may be, have a little pause so the next movement can emerge. You don't know yet what the next one will be, but your body surely knows. And it's exactly this dance between movement and stillness which is so special about it, which helps us also to get into contact with the unknown, because you don't know yet, or you try to really be open to this. What's the next movement? And the next. So this is one. And the second one is this dance between the mind and the body. Because when you do this, and you will notice this in the practice, your mind will come in. And having a thought, having a judgment, whatever, or having an idea of how this should go and what's the next movement is. Well, that's what the mind is. You know, it's very much the leading partner very often in our everyday life. And the body is following. Now we try to have a special dance here and let the body be in the leading position and let the mind follow. So to be really aligned with the body and so go into this dance. Does that make sense?
No, that's perfect. Thank you. I was just in my body listening to you. And now coming back to our dance with not knowing.
So here and now I'm proposing a 10 minutes version of this practice. Ready to try it out? What do you need for it? You need, 10 minutes of undisturbed time. You need a space where you can do it comfortably. You can even do it in the morning when getting up from bed. So intentionally stepping out of the autopilot right in the morning and very slowly and aware moving out of bed. Or you choose a place where you can comfortably lie down on the floor, if you want on a mat or directly on the floor, and where you have some space around you for moving. It helps to have clothes where nothing is squeezing or pushing, which feel comfortable. And most of all, it needs an intention. So you're invited to have this intention to be present for this next 10 minutes and as much as possible letting go of any concepts of how this should move. And for this to be open and curious to whatever is emerging. Just what you need to do is pay attention. So let's get started. So find yourself a position in the room space you have chosen for this practice and lie down. Lie down really consciously. Feel
how you rest here on the floor and in that way on the earth. It's your place right now on the earth. Sense into how you're being held, how you're being carried in this moment. So there's no agenda, there's no plan. You just are invited in these 10 minutes in your own time to come from lying into sitting, into standing, and then maybe into moving. Be curious about the shifts in levels. And you're invited to close your eyes to support the feeling into the body quality. But when you wish otherwise, just have your eyes open in a passive mode, downcast. So I think we are ready to go. I will gong for the beginning of the practice of the 10 minutes. I will talk a bit more at the beginning, but let you time for your own. And I will tell you when it's half time and gong for the end of the practice. So become fully aware how you lie here, how your body rests on the floor. Become curious where there's more contact between the floor and your body and where there's less contact. Check into your body from the head down to the feet, from hand to hand. How you are. What is your body telling you in this moment? Lying here, curious and open. Becoming especially curious about where movement starts. As little as it might be with the little finger, the toes, even the eyelid, you sense a movement you sense even inside of yourself, whatever it is. Become curious, and whenever this little movement has stopped, let there be a pause. From where the next one can start, make its way, and ends again. In this way, a dance unfolds between movement and stillness. And if the mind wants to take over and thoughts appear about what is this here, what am I doing here, or memories, or plans for the future, whatever it is, notice it and invite yourself with your attention to go back to the body, sensing into it. Being curious about what's next. The movement does not have to be beautiful, does not have to be functional. Just is an expression of what emerges out of your body right now, right here. Half time of the practice. If you're still in the lying position, you might want to become curious about the shift into the next development stage of the dance, direction upwards, and at the same time stay faithful to what the body feels. So it's an exploration still of getting up with this full awareness of the body being in the leading position. And if thoughts come in, they are welcomed. And at the same time, we don't follow them. And see how that feels, really being curious and going into every corner with your attention of the body. Now there's one last minute in this practice. If you still have not gotten up, perhaps you want to shift now. Coming into a standing or perhaps even moving mode. And if not, if your body really feels now being more closer, remain closer to the earth, to the floor, that is fine too. But see that you find a final shape, a final position. Now for this 20-minute stance today. Sense into your final position. See how it is now, the body after this practice. How are your feet, your legs, the arms, the hands, the back, the belly and the chest, the head. Just take notice. And then as a closing of that practice, you might want to take a notebook or a paper and a pen and do some small journaling about what have you noticed, what has surprised you in this practice.
Thank you, Pedro. So good to take this time for myself, to stop and check in. Feeling much more connected and centered. And Peter, at the beginning of our podcast, you mentioned that this practice comes from the technique social presencing theatre. Could you explain briefly what SPT proposes?
Social presencing theatre has been put together as a technique by a woman called Aravana Hayashi. She's Japanese origin, but lives in the United States and has been an actress and a dancer for all her life, basically. And brought this, skills, experience, expertise, she brought from really going into dancing and acting into, let's say, the social field, into how do you bring more light into how people act together, work together, be together? So it's not theater in the classical sense. It's theater in the original meaning making visible something really is essential. So what it tries to do is through body awareness to bring new perspectives into social bodies. So Aravana calls any groups, bigger groups, smaller groups, organizations, it's a social body. There's individual bodies in a social body, at the end being on an earth body. And any social body has a social field. It's all that what is not visible, what's in between, but you can feel, you know, you go into a group and you feel there's a certain, we would say, atmosphere perhaps. So you would say there's a dynamic, something you can intuitively or even physically feel. But there is a lot of wisdom in that. And how you can access that wisdom is in a way the aim of social presencing theater. So it proposes a lot of exercises you do with groups. And they're all based on body awareness in various ways. So it can really support you to have new perspectives onto social groups, onto social bodies. and what makes them tick, what makes them work, what makes them perhaps have some challenges. And in that way, access wisdom, which is not coming through just reflecting about it with your mind.
And where can we find more information about the Social Presencing Theatre?
One is the website of Aravana herself, so Aravana with a W, Hayashi, Y-S-H, allwrittentogether.com. And another one is, because it's very much connected to Theory U, a very well-known model for change processes, and the website of that is presencing.com, presencing with a C in the middle. So there you find lots of videos and scripts and more explanations about the technique.
Wonderful. Thank you, Peter. And thank you all for listening and practicing with us. We'll be back next week with yet another practice. This time, we'll share with you a guided visualization that will invite us to imagine a sustainable future and will bring us into connection with our unique contribution towards the future we want to co-create and be part of. I'm so looking forward to it. If you'd like to receive more inspirations for your journey, visit our website innerpathways.eu or our Facebook page Inner Pathways Towards Sustainability. All our podcasts are available on our Spotify channel, and if you want to get them straight to your inbox every Thursday, subscribe to our newsletter on innerpathways.eu. See you next week. Bye!